Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Like the magician who pulls a rabbit out of a hat with a few words of magic, you can pull a good meal out of the bread box with just six well-chosen words.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Words of pure magic when it comes to serving a good breakfast, a nourishing lunch, or a filling, satisfying dinner. Good butternut bread. It's just like saying abracadabra over a hungry family. Butternut is fresh, it's rich, it's soft and white and tender. And butternut bread is nourishing bread, too. It's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals, the quick food energy we all need. And most important, butternut's nourishing goodness lasts right down to the last tender slice. You'll never have to waste a single slice. So next time you buy bread, buy the loaf in the blue and white checked gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread.
Now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Sir Cisco, Knight of the Round Table. The brawling, sprawling western frontier of our country in the 1870s was the melting pot for many nations and many customs. People from every strata of society journeyed to this new land, most of them in search of a common goal, a home of their own. There were some few whose lust was not satisfied with this measure of security. Their greed was responsible for some of the dark pages of history. Our story opens with two desperados whose names are listed high on those black pages.
This way, Dell, to the top of the knoll.
And stirrup to stirrup with you, Spike. Keep going.
Ah, this is far enough. Whoa, Bronco.
Whoa there, whoa.
Up here you can get a layout of the entire spread.
Hey, that's really something, ain't it?
What'd I tell you? You ever see anything like it before?
Yeah, once.
Where?
Back in New Orleans. Went into a place they called an art museum. They had a painting of a castle there. Looked like this here house in front of us.
I reckon a museum's the only spot you see anything like this, except maybe back in England.
Yeah, looks like they transported every stone, rock, and stick of that castle they got built here from England.
For all I know, maybe they did. They also brought over a trunk full of money and jewels.
Now, that's what really interests me, Spike. But how in tarnation can we break into a place like that? How do we get across that ditch around it that's filled with water?
It might not be as hard as you think, Del. Now, look over that big gate on the other side of the water.
Hey, look! They're lowering that gate so it'll span the water.
That's what they call a drawbridge. Now, wait till you get a load of what comes riding across that bridge.
Holy suffering snakes. Well, what do you know?
I figured that'd get you. How do you like that old geezer dressing that suit of armor?
Galloping around like a kid playing games.
He's a little Testel. That old loony is the key to get into that castle.
Well, why do we have to bother with him?
Because of his daughter. She takes care of the old buzzard. Guards him like a hawk. Though you can't see her, she's watching him now, I bet you. She's a crack shot with a Winchester.
Look at that old goat. Look at him. Waving that lance and charging around like a kid with a toy.
Come on, Del. Here's my plan. Now we ride to the bottom of this mesa and hide among them trees down there.
Yeah. Yeah, I see him.
Now we make some kind of sound to attract the old man. Get him to ride into the woods to investigate.
I gotcha. He'll be out of sight of the castle and we can jump him.
Right. I'll change clothes with him. I'll put on his tin can suit of armor with that helmet over my head.
The old goat's daughter won't know it ain't him. It's a sin she let you ride right into the castle.
I don't figure to meet any trouble in getting what we're after. Only the old man and his daughter live in that house.
Yeah. You want me to stay in the woods and guard the old man or knock him out and ride up to the house once you're in?
Dell, I learned long ago, never leave a witness to a job and the law can never touch you. Do the same to the old man as I'm going to do to the gal. Kill him.
Get up!
Get up there, get up!
You mean these peoples build a house to live in what look like a honest to goodness for real castle, Cisco?
That is what I have heard, Pancho.
Pan, you sure want to see this? You say you got the water all the way around the house?
So I have heard. You seem to forget I have not seen it any more than you have.
Cisco, if the water all around the house, how they get in and out?
Well, from what I have read about castles, I think they probably have a drawbridge which they can let down.
Drawbridge?
You will soon see for yourself. Judging from the directions we got, the castle should be just over that last rise of ground.
Pancho, race you there and beat you. So Pancho, see it first. Go, 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 go!
Up there, help me, ha!
Faster, Lobo, faster! This time you gotta beat Diablo!
Easy, Diablo, easy. Slow down, let them win. Yeah.
Yippee, 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 yippee! We're winning, Lobo! Go, go, go!
Go ahead and win, Pancho. Poor Santos is like a little niño.
Oh, Lobo, hona, ho! Madre. Look at the castle.
I see it, Chico. Oh, Diablo. Ho, ho. Walk, walk.
On guard, Violet.
It cannot be. An hombre dressed like a knight in armor. Oh, Diablo. Ho.
Couch, high lance, and prepare for battle. Sir Hubert throws down the gauntlet to you. Forward, steed.
Pancho, look out. That hombre's after you.
Go, 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 go.
Hola, hombre! Put up your horse! We do not want to fight!
Cisco, Cisco! Pani is stuck in the back with a big stick!
Look, hombre, he's liable to hurt Pancho with that lance! Up there, come on! As soon as I get my rope loose, now! Yeah, there, ha!
Pancho and I can get away from this local maverick!
Now, hombre! Put a stop to this! Come down off that horse! Hold there, ho, ho, ho!
Bueno, Cisco, bueno, gracias! Hola, ho, ho, ho! Pancho didn't even try to catch that coyote's caballo.
You better see if this hombre I roped is hurt. Sí, señor.
Oh, look, oh, look, oh. That local maverick. Why he chase after Pancho with that big pointed stick?
Well, maybe we'll learn the reason if he is not knocked out.
The face of that helmet opened like a little door when you lift it, Cisco. Hombre's eyes open too.
Verily and forsooth, knave. I will not yield to thee.
Well, what kind of talk that, Cisco?
Let us try to get this hombre on his feet, then perhaps we'll find out. Yeah, doesn't seem to be anything the matter with you, senor. Can you get up?
Do not attempt to beguile me with words of peace, Violet. My physical condition is unaffected. Only the pride of Sir Hubert Thaddeus Fig has suffered.
Can't you think he's savvy what that hombre say, but... Pancho, not sure.
Deliver, if thou wilt, the death blow to this noble knight. I, Sir Hubert, will not yield.
Why are you talking about the night when this is the daytime?
Get in front of him and pull while I push, Pancho. Maybe we can get him on his feet.
It's very heavy with this tin suit on. Bueno, he on his feet. Phew. Oh, with a tin suit on, he... Way even more than Pancho.
Unhand me, villain. No mortal man shall stay the fulfillment of my quest for the Holy Grail. I have taken a vow not to partake of earthly food until success crowns Sir Hubert Thaddeus Fig's knightly wish.
We will help you out of this armor, senor, and then perhaps we can make sense out of all this.
Thou seekest to disarm and to remove the protection from this noble knight. Thy treachery is fit recourse for thy sly mistress, Morgan Le Fay.
Right, come, Cisco, and he coming fast.
Yes, the señorita.
It is fair Guinevere, and if thou dost not pay her homage, my blade will lop off thy head.
Chihuahua, the bullet that señorita shoot go through the brim of Padre's sombrero.
She used that Winchester and rides that horse like a true vaquero. Señorita, pull up the gun!
Not point that gun at us, señorita. Make Pancho very nervous.
Keep your hands away from your gun belt, and you've nothing to fear. Unless you've done some harm to my father.
We did no harm. But it is a wonder your padre did not hurt Pancho, señorita Guinevere.
My name is not Guinevere. It's Julie. Julie Fig.
I think I begin to understand, señorita Julie. Your padre's imagination takes him back to the stories of King Arthur and the Round Table, and he sees you as Queen Guinevere.
Why, they eat their dinners at the Round Table, so they able to eat more?
The keen edge of my blade Excalibur cries for action at hearing the insults of this country bumpkin.
That's not so. Pancho, not fat as a pumpkin, you mealy-mouthed loco.
Pancho!
Pancho, not fat!
Better stop him, senorita. He will get hurt.
Ha-ha! The threat! I will fight both of them and slay them simultaneously, even as St. George slew the dragon.
The next bullet won't be aimed at the ground. Now, you two, get on your horses and get out of here.
Very well, Senorita Julie. Come on, Pancho.
The boat got to be loco.
Please say no more, Pancho. Mount up.
Pancho, don't do it, Chisco.
I have one word of good advice to you and your padre, Senorita Julie. In this part of the country, it is better to make friends, not enemies of people.
I don't need your advice.
Do you not realize, Senorita, that people will understand you have a problem with your padre? You need help before he gets you into real trouble by killing someone.
Cease and desist the waggling of thy tongue. Hie thyself hence, or I'll run thee through.
Go on, get out of here.
What is the use? Up, Diablo, come on.
Yeah, what is the use? Go, loco, go now, go, go, go.
Keep your horse quiet, Dale.
That's all right, Spike. That gal and her loony old man are already back in that castle house of theirs. They can't hear this cayuse.
Did you see the look on that gal's face after Cisco and Pancho rode away?
Yeah. Who'd ever expect to bump into that jayhawk of Cisco and his fat partner way out here? Lucky we kept quiet long as we did.
Yeah, we'd be whistling another tune if he run into a slug in that old geezer. But he didn't, and he smoothed the way for us to get into that castle.
How do you mean?
The look on the gal's face. She took what Cisco said to heart. Now, I'm of a mind she'll open that drawbridge gate and let us ride in without so much as a howdy-do.
You willing to take a chance and find out?
I sure am. Let's go.
She's liable to open fire on us as soon as we get into range. Go on, get.
I don't reckon she will. She knows she needs help with her father.
Dr. Del Tustin? Oh, hey, that's an idea. I'll make believe I am a doctor. And my first advice will cost her that trunk of jewels and money.
That's exactly what I had in mind, Doctor. I think I also got a plan so the Cisco kid and Poncho will be blamed for this whole job.
That's what I really like to hear. We get the money, and Cisco and Poncho get blamed for the murder.
And if the plan of the two desperados succeeds, Cisco and Poncho will be in a dire predicament. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Give yourself and your family a break every day. Start every morning with a good big breakfast. Because a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast means...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Start every day the healthful way with several good big slices of crisp golden brown butternut toast, dripping with rich yellow creamery butter. Sound good? It is good. And good for you, too. Experts tell us that everybody needs a good breakfast every day with plenty of the nourishing foods like butternut bread. Made from healthy, nutritious wheat, and enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. Quick food energy for folks who use up that energy quick, at home, at school, or at work. So remember, a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast means...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Sir Cisco, Knight of the Round Table. When Cisco and Pancho come to view a strange castle-like house, they are attacked by a figure in ancient armor and carrying a lance. They learn he is an Englishman whose name is Hubert Figg, His daughter, Julie, makes Cisco and Pancho leave the scene of the encounter when she thinks they were responsible for the fight. Unknown to all of them, this is witnessed by Spike Barbie and Del Tustin, who are intent on robbing Hubert and Julie, then murdering them and blaming the whole thing on Cisco and Pancho. As the two killers ride toward the castle, they are seen by their intended victims.
Behold, Guinevere. Gaze through yonder portcullis and view the new attackers who approach our stronghold.
Now, Dad, that's enough of that kind of talk. It's gotten us into a precious heap of trouble already.
I regret the inconvenience extremely, Julie, dear. It's just that I get carried away with it all. Dash it. I'll attempt better behavior. I will.
Those two riders aren't the same ones that I chased off.
Oh, no. I told you they were strangers, Julie.
No doubt they've come to poke a finger of ridicule at us with their inquisitive liberties. I'd better run them off.
Shall I mount up on my spirited charger and sally forth to repel them, fair Guinevere?
Please, Father, not again.
I go to gird myself for battle.
Dad, listen, I mean it. Stop this nonsense.
But see here, what I mean... Oh, humbug. Very well, I will do as you request, Julie.
Oh, perhaps that Cisco chap who gave me the unwanted advice is right after all. You there! Stop your horses! What is it you want, please?
Who are you? Whoa, now. Howdy, ma'am. A very pleasant good day to you, ma'am.
They have the look of knaves about them. Beware.
Father, for the last time, be silent, if you please.
Very well. I shan't speak again, ever.
Good grief. Tell me, what is it you want, please?
We'd like to buy some grub. Food, ma'am. The doctor here would like to rest a spell.
Doctor? Did I hear correctly? Is your companion a doctor?
That's right, ma'am. Dr. Delbert Tustin.
Father, I wonder if we dare ask him about our problem. Father, you heard me. Can't you answer? Oh, what in the world is the matter with you? Oh, yes, you did say that you wouldn't speak again ever. Very well. I'm going to chance allowing the doctor and his friend to enter. Perhaps they can help us. You needn't come along. I can lower the drawbridge by myself. And you can cease being so stubborn about not talking. I'm not of a mind to plead with you today. As soon as I release the latch... There. Turn the gear handle. Just because I don't follow the same procedure you do doesn't mean it's not all right. Are you still there?
Yeah, we sure are, ma'am. And we still can't get in, even though you did lower the bridge.
I'll descend and throw open the gates to the courtyard. Just a moment, please. Now, Father, please don't do anything to embarrass me. Do ride in here, won't you?
Sure we will, ma'am. Get up!
Get up there, get up. You certainly keep this place well guarded.
A whole troop of cavalry couldn't storm these walls. Whoa, you ho!
Whoa, whoa now.
Please, permit me to introduce my father and myself. This is Mr. Hubert Figg, and I'm Julie Figg.
Glad to know you, Julie. I'm Spike Barbie.
And I'm Del Tustin. Well, what's the matter? Can't your father talk?
Well, yes, but frankly, I'd like to converse with you privately about it, Doctor.
What do you know, Doctor? She wants to gab with you in private.
Why, what's the meaning of this? Why, you're not a doctor at all.
Drive it, crazy old cougar. I'll take care of the gab.
Leave him to me.
Fie on thee, thou cowardly rapscallions. If Sir Hubert Thaddeus Fig had but a mace, thou wouldst acquire lumps on the noggin.
Shut up, you fatty old blabbermouth.
Stop it! Stop it, you filthy brutes! You hurt him!
He ain't hurt bad. He's only knocked out.
Who are you? What do you want?
You're asking. Now, here it is. There's a trunk here loaded with money and jewelry. Lead us to it, or your old man ain't gone to live.
There, that castle up ahead, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. Slow down. Oh, diablo. Walk now, walk.
Oh, look, oh, now. You know, Pan still think we do the wrong thing by going back to that señorita with the gun. And that logo hombre with the sword and the long pointed stick.
That viejo with the armor is the reason we are returning, Pancho. Senorita Julie needs help with him, more than she realizes.
Look, Cisco, that's got to be her. She had a gun poked through one of the slots in the castle wall.
Oh, remain where you are.
Oh, diablo, ho, ho.
Ho, logo, ho, logo, ho.
Senorita Julie, por favor, let me speak with you.
She not listen.
I've decided to take the advice you gave me when you were here before.
Bueno, señorita.
And in return, I have some good advice for you. Don't dare advance another step nearer this castle. Not if you value your lives.
There. You see, Cisco? This is what Pancho told us you'd do. We waste our time.
Very well, señorita. Since that is your attitude, we will leave. Come on, Pancho. Around this way, Diablo. Come on.
Yeah, turn around the other way, loco. Go now, go. Pancho knows it all the time, Cisco. Maybe that senorita's loco is her padre.
No, amigo. Senorita Julie is in trouble. She tried to warn us. She may have saved our lives.
What? How do you know this, Cisco? Pancho didn't hear her say nothing like that.
Think back to what I told her, the advice I gave her. Do you remember?
See, Pancho remember. Pancho thinks something about it better to make friends than the enemies, no?
That is right. And the senorita said she had decided to take that advice.
But she warned us she'd kill us if we come closer.
No. She only said we must not come near the house if we valued our lives. She was trying to tell us she needed help.
What you going to do?
Get into the castle tonight?
That's not possible. Then the way to get across the water, except to swim. No, Cisco.
See,
no.
That is the only way.
Maybe Pancho told you before, Cisco. But this time it come true. If you try to swim across that water, to get into that castle, you'll be killed.
Spike, stay where you are. Keep the gal there.
What's the matter, Dale?
I'll be right up the stairs and tell you.
What are you so excited about?
He'll realize what Julie said to Cisco and his partner.
Well, she done what I told her. She told him to get out of here.
No, she didn't. She warned them they'd lose their lives if they came any closer. And what was that mumbo-jumbo about the advice?
That's right. Me standing beside her and holding a gun to ribs.
Yeah.
I ought to lay a hand across your face a couple of times, gal. You asked for it.
I've done nothing but what you asked me.
I'll learn you not to lie to me.
Hold on, Spike, hold on. This ain't gonna do us any good. If Cisco and Pancho are forewarned, they may be going after help.
We gotta stop them. We can decoy him into the castle. We ought to be able to dry gulch him.
What's the matter with the gal? Use her.
Yeah.
What do you intend with that gun?
Bring your big hero back in here to your rescue.
I reckon that's going to do it, Spike. Cisco and Pancho are headed back here at a high gallop. They sure are anxious to die.
But you say yourself this time would be a trap, Cisco. If we ride in that castle, we'd be in great danger.
The senorita and her padre are already in danger, Pancho.
Stop that.
Ho, ho.
Ho, 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 ho.
What is the matter, senorita?
I need your help. I need it desperately.
What is the matter?
It's my father. I need help with him.
Pancho, not believe that, Cisco.
She must have a reason for saying it. What do you want us to do, senorita?
Leave your guns out there. And I'll lower the drawbridge so you can ride in.
No. We not never do this.
You want us to leave our guns, senorita?
I'm afraid if you wear them, it will incite my father to greater anger.
No, Cisco.
We must. If we're going to help her, I'm sure now that someone is behind those walls giving her those orders.
All right, Pancho, do it too.
Thank you. I'm most grateful.
Matter of me, that bridge coming down, Cisco.
Si. Come on, Pancho. Hotel, come on.
Go, loco, over the bridge. Now, Pancho, sabe how you get across the drawbridge.
Now, be alert, Pancho. Listen to me. If there is an ambush inside the castle, it will happen as soon as we ride beneath that arch.
What we can do?
When you get exactly under the protection of the arch, stop the horse and stay there, sabe?
Si. What about you?
I will catch hold of the guard railing as we pass into the arch and climb up the outside wall. Pretend to talk to the viejo while you sit and wait under the arch. Now, here goes. Pancho can only distract them.
Hey, say, sir, who but grapes or plums or what do you name? Why do you not come out?
Yeah, bueno, Pancho. Hope he keeps it up.
Pancho, want you to chase him with that sharp point stick or the sword again?
Soon be the top of the wall and...
Hey, say, sir, who with apples or dates or figs? Figs. That's the name. So who with figs? Where'd you at?
Now, carefully.
I told you shouldn't have brought the old coot up here, too.
I reckon we can use the gal here to flush him out. Answer him, Julie. Tell him you're paws in the house.
Cisco! Pancho! Take care! It's an ambush!
Blasted gal! Del Tustin and Spike Barbie, you coyote!
I missed. Get him, Del!
You'll never get the chance! Use that gun again!
Out of the way, Spike!
See, Tustin right into you!
Bravo, Cisco! You floored him with that punch!
Now for you, Spike!
I ain't gonna quit like Del!
You'll not have to! I will do it for you!
Bully for you, Cisco. That blow sent him clear off the ledge down to the courtyard.
He will live, senorita. Both these coyotes will live to pay for their crimes to the law.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Just like you tell that senorita Julie... Both those bandidos get sent to the jail for a long time.
Well, they well deserved it.
And that Sir Hubert Figgs deserved to get better, too, no?
Well, now that he is in the hands of a real doctor, he'll receive good care.
He not hurt nobody. He just got an awful good imagination.
That is true, Chico. But it will be better for him to learn the difference between imagination and reality.
Yeah, or he go logo crazy like Pancho's cousin Gordo.
Your cousin Gordo is going crazy?
Yes, Cisco, he go crazy. Every place he go, he see the beautiful senoritas following him.
Oh, he only imagines it.
See, that's why Gordo go crazy.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Diablo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
A big family, a big meal to prepare, and a small budget. That's what you might call the eternal triangle. And there's just one fine way to help you solve it. Just see to it that you serve more...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, serve more good butternut bread. More of it, more often. For example, make a leftover meal taste like something special with the simple addition of several slices of butternut bread. Serve it toasted and maybe sprinkled with cheese or garlic salt. Or serve it toasted under those creamed leftovers. Or in big delicious sandwiches with yesterday's beef roast, sliced just the right thickness. Dozens of ways that butternut can help you build a better budget meal. Yes, if you've a big family and a small budget, remember, serve more butternut bread. Pick up the only loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. You'll like it. Everybody does.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.